Okay, our next presentation is new germplasm lines with high yield and fiber quality combined with nematode resistance. And this is Dr. Al Bell.
Thank you.
No problem.
I've got both artificial hips. No
we don't want any accidents.
I want to introduce you to the class of 2014 today. So, see, do I need to go which buttons up and down here?
Yeah, kind of. You can push this button.
Right here? Okay. We're anticipating, these are seven different families. We anticipate to be doing composite releases from each of these families this year. They will bring to you the GB713 benefits of resistance to reniform nematode, and several of them will bring you the MI1 gene for resistance to root knot nematodes. All of these lines now have yields and qualities as good as any of the commercial varieties, some of them even better. So we think they will slip into breeding programs quickly. It's a matter of putting your transgenes in or whether other characters you want with them, but you're not going to have to recover yield and quality. This program started about 2004 when Dr. Robinson discovered that Gossypium barbadens GB713 provided a strong level of resistance to the root, to the reniform nematode. In the subsequent 4 years, before his retirement in 2008, he made numerous crosses, first between GB713 and Acalanemix, and then later F1s, and from this we're crossed into LA887, the M315 RNR, and these were then crossed over 4 or 5 generations by Dr. Robinson. When he retired in 2008, he left some 100 and some plants in the greenhouse, which were largely F2 populations from the fourth or the fifth cross into hirsutum cultivars, and as I say, in all cases, root knot resistant cultivars. From these, we selected the Barbin 713 line as being the best of the materials that he had developed, and of course, it had a complete package of all three genes that have been implicated for reniform resistance and both genes for MI1 and MI2 from the hirsutum cultivars. At that point, we selected about 10 plants out of his populations, and with the objective of trying to put better yield and better quality in them, and crossed them two additional years into lines like Fibromax 958, 966, Dalapine 5415, Suregrow 747, Stoneville 474, Phytogen 355. And we used one of these commercial lines in the first cross and a different one in the second cross. So amongst these lines, you have a great deal of genetic variability. The line we were first most impressed with, this is in 2010, we were very impressed when there were 60 families here originally, but all of those that carried the BNL 3269106 marker showed tremendous increases in seedling vigor and seedling growth. And we were then in 2000, we made single plant selections from these, and in 2011, as you look up the bar 41 row on either side of Tamcott Sphinx, there were 6 progeny rows here derived from the B41 family. The B41 family, in this case, Tamcott Sphinx, was the premier MAR line developed on this very same field. By putting in this one section of chromosomes, we tripled the yield. Needless to say, this was very exciting. Something you don't ever expect to see in your research career. We made Further comparisons in 2012 between the Barbarin 713 that had been released in 2012 with the Bar 41 composite lines. You can see that we increased yield under low nematode concentrations. We increased yield, seed cotton yields by 32%, lint yields by 27%. Under higher nematode pressures, we even increased yields even more, 44 and 40%. So the Bar 41 was a much better cotton, as Rolf's picture showed you too, than was the original Barbarin 713. We looked at the lint quality, and we were especially impressed with the lint quality Bar 41. This was the most outstanding lint I'd ever seen in a Hirsutum cultivar. In some plots, lengths went up above 1.3. Lengths of 1.24, 1.26 were very common, even with moderate nematode and seedling disease pressure. It had all of the other characteristics were very good. Strength, in some years we've had strength up in the 32, 33 category, but like this year it was more down in the 29 or 30 category. This simply shows that under our field conditions, we don't get very spectacular reductions in nematode numbers in the field by the end of the season. But Bar 41 did give us more nematode suppression than the Barbarin 713. Part of this is due to the fact that these things have very deep root systems, very well-developed root systems, and we only sample the upper 6 inches of the soil. And in late September and October, most of the nematodes are further deeper down into the soil profile. So we often can see better effects of the host resistance if we go out and sample in January, long after the plants are gone, but the nematodes have migrated up in the soil profile again. In 2013, we compared this. The DP, it should be DP 1044, I'm sorry. I caught this error after my technician left for his vacation, and we didn't get it corrected. But we compared our line against the Bar 44 against Delta Pines 1044 and Phytogens 499. Again, you can see the seed cotton yields were much higher in the Bar 41 than either of these commercial lines, which are widely planted and usually perform very, very well. The one limitation of Bar 41 is that it does have a fairly low lint percentage. It's only about 36% compared to like Phytogen 499, where they have it up to almost 46%. The consequence is the fiber yield in Bar 41 was essentially the same as that of Phytogen 499, but considerably higher than that of the Delta Pine 1044. This is on a very problematic field. And I must also point out that Bar 41 was planted as black seed compared to the two commercial cultivars with their full seed treatment package as they sell them. But even with the black seed, we did have some black seed of 1044. We had a total loss of the stem in this same field. It was almost 80% mortality, and what was left was very stunted. Now, the other lines that we're advancing have been advanced basically on the comparisons to Bar 41. And this particular case here, this was the 2011 results again, where these different bar lines were compared to different commercial cultivars. This isn't the ideal comparison, but that's the one we made in 2011. But again, you can see that like Bar 11 also showed almost a threefold increase in yield compared to Delta Pine 491, which is one of the better non-transgenic lines that Delta Pine has put out. The other lines also showed yield increases of 70% or more compared to the various commercial cultivars like Fibermax 958 or Delta Pine 493 or the Phytogen's 355. So all of these were showing marked increases in yield. This just simply shows you a picture of some of this in the field. You can see the bar 11 lines on both the left and the right of Delta Pine 491. The obvious performance there is obvious. Again, this is showing bar 48 compared to Phytogen's 355. Bar 48 was yielding over 4 bales per acre in this particular plot. This is to show the yield comparisons now as a, what I want you to concentrate in as a percent of bar 41 on your right. You can see some of these other lines performed even better than bar 41. Bar 8 in 2012, the mean for the four lines we tested within that family yielded 134% of the bar 41 composite. Bar 13, 121%. Likewise, you can see all of these had yield advantages over the bar 41. In 2013, again, these same lines showed yield advantages over as a family against the bar 41 composite, with the exceptions of bar 48, in which case some of the lines showed distinct yield advantages, but the family as a whole did not. Here we show the fiber quality of these lines in 2012. You can see that some of these lines, like bar 8, has the unusually good fiber quality, even better than bar 41, because it has more strength as well as the length and the uniformity. But all of these lines had excellent fiber quality. The suppression of reniform nematodes, shown here under strict greenhouse, environment chamber protocols. You can see they all are effective against reniform nematodes, although the bar 13 and the bar 33 in the two different experiments we've run have been slightly less effective than the others. Our conclusions are that the performances of the lines within the bar 8, 11, 13, 25, 33, and 48 families from 2010 through 2013, now coupled with the results out of Roloff's fields, justify their release as new germplasm lines. If you like to model, you can model that either that bar 33, if put into the regional variety test or the national variety test last year, would have led the test. Hopefully we will get bar 41 into the regional trials this year, so a lot of you can look at it in the field and arrive at your own conclusions as far as your areas are concerned. These lines offer both nematode resistance, excellent seedling vigor, coupled with high yields and high fiber quality. In addition, we don't have a lot of data on it, but we have indication that they have broad resistance to all soil-borne problems, including verticillium wilt, fusarium wilt, Rhizoctonia, Flaviopsis, Pythium, and they show heat resistance as far as pollen shed and sterility is concerned, and they have a shortened stigma which increases the self-fertility of it. All of this seems to relate to a cluster of genes on chromosome 21. I entertain any questions.